you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Today on the LA Report. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors weighs a proposal to increase inspections of apartment units. A Supreme Court ruling in a California case brings into focus the impact fees counties charge developers. And a Long Beach Aquarium staffer has abundant praise for a sea otter fostering an abandoned pup.
She gets around these tiny little pups, and she is just doing everything that she can.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 15th, income tax deadline day, by the way. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. No hot water, no electricity, mold, and roaches. Those are just some of the problems that renters say landlords are not addressing. Tomorrow, the LA County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to vote on a proposal to beef up inspections. LAist housing reporter David Wagner has more.
The program would require all apartments in unincorporated LA County to be inspected every 4 years, and landlords who fail to fix code violations could have rent withheld until they make repairs. Tenants who've been living in substandard housing for years say the county is currently failing to hold landlords accountable. Landlord groups say the plan is too broad and should instead narrow its focus to properties with a history of code violations. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
It's about to get harder for local governments to slap construction projects with certain fees, and a bit easier for developers to sue governments when they do. That's thanks to a unanimous ruling that the U.S. Supreme Court handed down Friday. The case from California was brought by a man named George Sheets in El Dorado County, who was charged more than $23,000 in fees when he wanted to build a home on his property. Reporter Ben Christopher with Cal Matters says the money was meant to offset wear and tear his development would inflict on the county.
In its 9-0 ruling, the Supreme Court agreed with Sheets, sort of. They said if cities and counties want to charge developers for wear and tear costs, they really have to prove that the fee matches the costs.
So did El Dorado County justify those fees in the Sheets case? That is now left for lower courts to decide. Today marks the 77th anniversary of when Pasadena's Jackie Robinson became the first black man in the 20th century to play in the major leagues. He joined the Brooklyn Dodgers before its move to Los Angeles. The team is expected to gather with the Washington Nationals at the Robinson statue in the Dodgers Stadium center field plaza to celebrate his legacy. The teams are playing the first in a 3-game series tonight before the Dodgers take on the New York Mets Friday. The Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach is caring for its first otter pups to be raised by a foster mother otter. The 4.5-month-old pup, known as 968, was found abandoned along the Central Coast earlier this year. She's now part of a statewide surrogacy program that aims to return her to the wild. Megan Smiley manages the aquarium's sea otter program. She says their 8-year-old foster mom, Millie, is big and powerful, but has a soft spot for the little ones.
And she gets around these tiny little pups, and she is just doing everything that she can to kind of cue off of them and give what they're giving.
Smiley says the public won't be able to see Millie and the pup in order to give 968 the best chance of returning to her natural habitat. That could happen as soon as this summer. Coming up, a pivotal moment awaits in the saga of the Rust Set shooting.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. The young woman who handled the weapons on the set of Rust is scheduled to be sentenced today for her role in the accidental shooting during rehearsal of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed faces a maximum of 18 months in prison for her involuntary manslaughter conviction. Civil War won the box office over the weekend, opening with $25.7 million. That's a record for the releasing studio, A24. The drama imagines the U.S. embroiled in a second war between the states. It knocked Godzilla Kong, the New Empire, into second place, according to industry estimates. That film took in another $15.4 million, followed by Ghostbusters and Kung Fu Panda sequels and Dune Part 2. The box office tracker ComScore estimates the year-to-date box office total is down 16% from this time last year. In France, the Cannes Film Festival starts next month. The competition lineup includes the new film from Poor Things director Yorgos Lanthimos. He brings back Emma Stone and Willem Dafoe for Kinds of Kindness. Other competitors for the top prize include Parthenope, starring Gary Oldman, The Apprentice, about Donald Trump's early business career, and films by Paul Schrader, David Cronenberg, and Francis Ford Coppola. And speaking of awards, movie fans of a certain age may remember this day in 1971 when Patton star George C. Scott became the first actor to decline a Best Actor Oscar. He had said that he didn't like the voting process and didn't even want to be nominated. In the forecast, the storm has moved on. It'll be partly cloudy today with afternoon high temperatures in the 60s from the beaches into the IE, and in the Coachella Valley, breezy with highs in the low 80s. For listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.